Welcome back to another podcast. Today we have another special guest with us. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm India Moon and I'm from Brighton.
Is that that's perfect.
That'll do, yeah. India is an Instagrammer.
Yeah.
Is that what you would call yourself? Instagrammer, blogger?
Instagrammer, blogger, yeah, probably at the moment.
Instagram's your main platform, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, massively.
How long have you been doing that?
I want to say a year and a half.
Yeah.
But I stopped for a bit when I started. Okay. So I started and then I did about 3-4 months and mm-hmm. then I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to stop for a bit. I'm not mm-hmm. sure. Like,
really?
It's right. Not yeah. sure if I want to continue with it. And then I had a bit of time out and kind of just messed around with photos and things like that. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to actually like launch my blog. So that's when I started like WordPress blog type thing. And did more writing at the time. And then I really enjoyed the writing back then when I had a bit more time. So
yeah,
I think that's where it started. And then I just went into photos and fashion on Instagram.
Yeah. Your Instagram's so good though.
Oh, thanks.
Really, like it's like the dedication you put into it because you post 3 times a day and it's a different outfit every single day, which like completely baffles me because I don't know how you manage to have 30 outfits a month that are different. Like it's crazy.
Yeah, I worked that out the other day. It's about 72 outfits for 3 months.
Wow.
And I was like, what? Like, where am I getting? Like, it's literally crazy.
And do you buy all these or do brands help you out with that? Or
at first it was buying and was luckily Miss Selfridge were like my first brand that I worked with. Amazing. So gifting from them was like my heaven.
Yes.
But I worked at Topshop, so Topshop was where I got like all my discounted clothes, so majority of my clothes back then were all Topshop, which was like ideal. And then it just kind of slowly started becoming a bit more collaboration stuff, and at the moment luckily I'm not actually buying anything, so which is really nice. Obviously I buy like the odd thing if I feel like that's kind of an outfit I want to try out, and obviously it's my own style, but usually brands let you have quite a lot of leeway with what you choose.
Brilliant. So you've built your audience up. Are you on 18 something thousand?
18.2
and that's quick, like how it's grown, like from 10k, which wasn't that long ago.
It feels so slow for me.
Really?
No. Really weird for me. It's like I think to 18k maybe not, that's gone quite quick, but to 10k was very slow. I remember being like, god, okay, like will it ever go anywhere? But then you just have to remember to have fun with it.
I'm not worried too much about the numbers.
I don't look at them.
Really?
Honestly, someone said the other day, oh, you've hit 18k, and I was like, what? Like,
have I
like, I haven't looked. Like, I don't want to look because otherwise then I obsess about it.
Work yourself up and
it's like the likes and obviously all of that is nothing you can do. Obviously you can engage, but you can't control any of that.
What do you think about the engagement at the moment? Because a lot of people are sort of talking about the algorithm and it not being as good as it maybe has been before.
I've noticed a definite drop in it. It's been a bit crap for me the last few weeks, and then it fluxes and becomes really great again and then goes down again.
And is that likes and comments?
Or likes massively for me. It can be really varied. And I think with the fact that I post 3 times a day, it's challenging anyway, because obviously that's the way I post, and I've been trying to work out whether 3 times or 2 times is okay.
It visually looks great, doesn't it, having three, but then I guess it's the same outfit 3 times. It's, I mean, if
people are expecting it,
same people who like the first photo like the third photo
sometimes, and then sometimes people miss the middle photo, so they miss the second post of the day, and then I try and obviously make the images different or different angles or close-ups, which is what I'm kind of experimenting a bit more with now. But I think a lot of the time people are like, oh, I didn't see that, and that's because it's posted at 1 or 12, and then
is it the same kind of times each day, like morning, middle of the day, an evening one?
It depends on the day, so like weekdays 8 a.m. every morning works best for me, and then weekends like 11, like
people are waking up later.
Like Saturday morning, who's gonna be up at 8? Up at 7, like literally. But no, engagement's been a bit slow. I think I notice when I engage a lot that I do see a change. But it's such a lot of effort when you're working on a lot of other stuff, I think.
Oh, yeah. And definitely.
With like university, I just can't wait to finish.
Because you're a student as well.
Yeah.
So what are you studying?
I'm studying digital film production.
Cool.
Which is cool.
Is that at Brighton Uni?
No, it's in London.
Oh, wow.
So it's at a university called SAE Institute, which is like a really small private institute. That basically does film, audio, music based stuff, but don't go there.
Oh no.
Really? Why?
we're just in the process at the moment of like going through a lot of complications with them. So really? To anyone that wants to go to that uni, don't do it in London. Really? Yeah. Like,
do you mind elaborating? Avoid.
Yes, I avoid. Yeah. Basically, the course that we've been enrolled on, what they kind of offered to us, wasn't what we expected. As soon as we started, our teacher left. So after 2 weeks, that helps. Yeah, that helps. Yeah. Great. And then a few weeks after that, like, it's just been lack of teaching. Mm. They haven't taught us what we needed. And then about 6 months ago, we lost, like, both our teachers decided to leave who were in the industry. Oh, and wow. Because of just how, like, badly run it was, I think. Management were fired. So for my dissertation, we've had no support.
Oh, that's awful, isn't it?
It's interesting. And that brings on to a good topic, actually, because we always chat amongst just ourselves, even off podcasts and stuff, about, like, schools and universities and stuff and other opportunities you can now create for yourself online and stuff like that. Yeah. So were you doing, like, Instagram and stuff when you decided to go to uni?
No. So since like year nine, I've been like, oh, I want to do media. I want to do film. And originally I was like, I want to be a producer. So I took 2 years out to kind of be like, what do I want to do? Travel a bit. And then I was like, oh, do you know what? Like, I might as well see if there's a university that suits me. Yeah. So I looked for a long time and found one that was 2 years instead of 3 years. And I was like, that's more for me because it's quite intense and means I can get it done. Yeah, and like, I think with that industry, it's a lot about working your way up. And kind of like hands-on experience. So for me, it was going to this uni to kind of get that hands-on experience and learn a bit more about like all the areas because film's so big. And obviously when you're going into like doing the camera work or the film work, I was never like, okay, I don't know what the lighting people are doing and I want to know what they're doing and I want to know more like a bit about what every like aspect like of the costume design and things like that. So that was the reason I went originally, and kind of to meet new people and stuff like that. But I feel maybe the 2 year intense course has been more challenging than I expected.
Yeah. Okay. Crammed in.
Like crammed in and commuting to London's been hard. On top of like falling into Instagram, I think my kind of lack of motivation at uni because of how it's been has pushed me towards that, which is also like a really nice thing.
Yeah.
Also,
so is what you're studying and what you thought you wanted to do when you started, is that still what you want to do, or have you kind of really I thought you were gonna say
I still want to do film. I still want to do like videoing and travel content, which is originally when I started, I was like, I always want to go and create awareness videos and do that, which I will do. But going from like producer, I don't want to do producing. Not at all, I don't think. I want to try like creative directing, but maybe on like photo shoots and styling. So that's how it's kind of gone.
That works well with Instagram, doesn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, exactly. So I think for me, that's the change.
And are you working anymore?
No,
or is it just Instagram?
Amazing. I decided that with my dissertation work that I'm doing, just because of like the lack of support, I think with any uni people like have lack of support and there is it's not really there, but I think for me I struggled massively being like dyslexic and finding writing really challenging. That I've been like, okay, I need to like drop one thing if I want to focus on two things rather than like
I think
four.
You dropped the right one then.
I dropped retail.
I think there's so many people now who want to get into being creative or whatever, whether that's on Instagram, YouTube and stuff like that, and they don't, in our opinion, that you don't have to go and study it. You can just do it. You can just start yourself, create opportunity for yourself almost out of nothing. Would you kind of agree with that?
It's pretty amazing that you can do your own thing and step back and kind of create everything in front of you, and you kind of become your own business, like in itself. I love that. I love being my like own
personal
brand. I think a lot of people, I think for me one of the challenging things is that when you're going into it and you're growing, a lot of people don't understand the amount of work that goes into it.
We do, luckily, don't worry.
And I think when you're in it, it's great and I love what I do, but I think a lot of people don't realize the amount of time
they just like, think you're taking a photo putting it on Instagram, that's it, job done.
100% get free stuff, get sent it, and then get to do this, and actually it's like the whole brand pitching and I think I spend majority of my life on emails
which
is fine because it's exciting,
it's what you want to do, and it's for you, isn't it?
But I think a lot of like a lot of my I can't say who, but I've had people comment to me and say, oh, like, so it's just free shit and you just get to post it, and I'm like, oh, like,
yeah, no, like, that's not quite
we've had that before. Like, people often like, oh, so that must be really, so like they kind of try and jump in on it,
they say
and then they realize that they're not, because they haven't built anything up or put the time in, they just want to do it for the free stuff, and then in a couple of weeks they're gone and they're not doing it anymore because they're like, oh well, it's not as easy as
or they call you lucky. Do you get that?
Lucky, yeah,
you're
yeah.
so lucky.
But I do feel lucky, but I also feel like
you've created it yourself.
It's not luck. You've not stumbled upon it and it's like, oh, that someone sent me something for nothing. Like, you've put work into it.
100%. You've created like everything. I do know yourself. That I've put the work in, and I know that I feel like when I've sat down with like my boyfriend and like close friends, they can see what I'm doing, and I'm sure the same with you guys, like people around you who are watching you guys do it. I mean, even I can see it, and I'm sitting watching you guys do it. But I think a lot of people don't really take that into consideration, do they?
No.
And a lot of people say to me like, oh, how do I get a free bikini?
Literally. Like, yeah. Do something yourself about it.
I don't know what to say to that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I don't know, it's a bit more complicated.
So you've got, looking through your comments and stuff, you get a lot of really positive comments from other pages similar to yourself, or other people doing a similar thing to you and stuff. Yeah. Do you get much negativity? Because obviously people, that social media gets a bad press. And often that we've got our own opinions about that. We're kind of like of the mindset, just choose what you consume. Consume stuff that makes you happy and that motivates you and all that kind of stuff. 100%. So do you get much negativity on your content?
I've only had one negative comment.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, which is like being in private message, which I've been like really lucky to have, and I don't even get like weird guys at all.
Really?
What am I doing wrong? No, it's weird. Like,
that's crazy.
I've never had any of that. I think it's because, sounds really awful, but I do go through like who follows me, and if I'm not feeling like happy with that, a guy maybe spamming an account, like I will block them because I don't want that on my page.
So you go through 18,000
people? I don't. I wish, but like if now and then, like I'll sit and like I'll see what's coming in, and obviously I don't just want spam people who are spamming me, and like you get the odd like weird account, like fake account, you're like hold on,
what's this about?
Real? But yeah, no, so negative comments, only one that was actually about my like what I was promoting about body confidence on my page, and I did a post, it must have been like 3 weeks, maybe even longer, like a month ago, and I think I was just saying about feeling okay in yourself and not actually knowing that people have their own insecurities, and just because of the way they look, I think a lot of the time everyone's promoting obviously body confidence and embracing being like having curves and stretch marks and things like that, and I think that's incredible and I love that, and I think more needs to be like all body types as well, and I think that needs to be like kind of created a bit more as well, and make people realize that. I think even looking at my Instagram, you might think oh, she's fine, like she's 5'2" and petite and that's all right, and then it's like actually there's a lot more to a person that you don't, like I only see, not like you guys are seeing, or like no one else is going to look at me and go, oh god, she looks like that, but in my head that's what I was feeling. So I posted a caption saying that, and someone messaged me saying, how can you say that though, you're tiny, you're really skinny, and you've got this many followers and you post yourself every day. And I was like, I completely get, like that's how it comes across. And I did respond, but I didn't respond in like a bad way. I was just saying like, I really like understand where you're coming from, but I think there's a lot more to what comes across on Instagram. It's only 10% of my life. Like,
exactly.
And surely like if you weren't like, if they're saying that, saying, oh, you, because you post yourself.
Yeah.
If it was that you're not happy with yourself and then you're saying, I'm not going to post because I'm not happy with myself. Yeah. Surely it's a good thing that you're posting, like, I think, and it's putting stuff out
clothes.
There.
Like, it's when I do the photos, I'm not really in myself. I'm kind of like, oh, well, I'm actually styling this outfit that I love. And like, I'm creating like the location, the area, and then like editing
and
the
image. And you just happen to
like
be in the photo
colours.
With
I happen to be wearing the outfits, which is fine. And obviously like, I wouldn't post a photo that I necessarily think was like terribly awful, which is what I'm trying to like kind of work out, and doing more edits that are natural and not posting as much stuff that I'm like, okay, I don't like that, but I'm not going to post it when actually it's probably fine. And a laughing one is fine. And like having 100 chins.
Laughing photo
is completely normal.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I guess it's just people's opinions. And that made me go, oh God, that makes me sad that I do, like I may come across like that on.
But if you've only had one message.
Only one message. Yeah. No, exactly.
It's like we've got a friend called Binky who, have you heard Binky B on YouTube? She's she does a lot of like relationship-y type stuff, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Like really like honest chats.
Yeah.
And she's been getting a lot of hate recently on her Instagram for putting like fitness, like not workouts, but like photos of her in the gym and things. And she's quite slim, isn't she?
Yeah.
And quite small. and people are messaging her going, why are you promoting going to the gym? Because she's like skinny. But surely, yeah, like, it doesn't matter. Like, you don't have to be going to the gym to lose weight. Yeah. It could be just good for you and you're toning up, or yeah, you're, it's just a healthy
it's
thing
a
to
good
do,
thing
isn't it?
To
it's
do.
Exercising.
Yeah.
So why is she then getting hate for doing that?
When she's looking after her body.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No,
exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't get it.
People are always going to have an opinion.
Yeah,
and
of course.
I think that's something you have to kind of pick
yeah,
and choose.
I think
like, what
it,
you see.
It reflects their insecurities 100%. More than the person they're
yeah,
attacking, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's also, I guess, another reason to... which is why I replied, because I was like,
yeah,
I feel really bad
yeah,
that you're feeling like that.
Have
towards,
sympathy towards
yeah,
it.
Like, I just was
yeah,
like, I feel I don't want anyone to feel like that by looking at my photos and go,
no,
okay, crap, like, I want to be her. No, you don't
yeah,
want to
yeah,
like
yeah,
live your own life
yeah,
and kind of do that. And again, like with the gym thing, I think a lot of the time I was like, oh, like, I'd like to go into fitness stuff. And then mm, I was like, I don't know if I can take on that opinion from like the world
yeah,
right now
yeah, yeah,
because people do have an opinion and I don't, I'm not the body I am just by not doing anything, because mm, I do go 5 times a week.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm
yeah,
not
so
just sitting around.
Well.
Yeah,
yeah,
so that's another thing that I'm not like, I'm just lucky to have
mm-hmm,
this body. Like, it's
yeah,
like, no, I actually do eat, watch what I eat and
yeah,
work out. And like, I have to do that for my mind.
Yeah,
yeah.
So,
not just
like,
for Instagram.
Yeah,
yeah,
and it's not for any of that. It's just for me. Mm. So, which is why I haven't shared any of that yet. But
no,
that's just my own personal, like,
yeah,
just do it for myself
yeah,
for now.
Absolutely.
Completely.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
So you're how fussy are you with your content? I think we saw a post from you that said you might take over 100 photos.
Oh,
did you say that?
I take a lot.
Before choosing the one that gets posted.
Yeah, so what I do, I'll tell you my process.
Yeah, let's hear it.
So I will shoot 6 outfits 1 day a week at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I plan all the outfits and usually majority of the like locations and like where I'm going to do them in my head. And then, say, for example, like yesterday, went out, spent about 7-6 hours doing that. Just because
yeah,
it was a bit more slow, I kind of took my time yesterday.
Wow. Yeah.
And took those photos and then got home. I put, say, 1 outfit, I might have 200 images for
mm,
1 outfit. Just
wow,
because a lot of the time I'm moving and I like to have like whoever's photographing me to kind of spam it a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
So like often it's
yeah,
like you love how your like leg looks or something, you're like, oh, why is my eye shut? And it's like, oh, you wish you had another
yeah,
one around it. You just
yeah,
have to snap
so it's
loads,
just like little snaps in between, I think,
yeah,
like doing that. Then when I do like my walking and movements, kind of
yeah,
looks a bit more candid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, do that. And then I filter through and she's about 15
yeah,
that I will then put onto my phone and
yeah,
I'll edit them. And if it's for a brand, like at the moment I tend to send the brand like unedited versions of that outfit, just to say like, here's that if you want it for
and
your
they
socials
can change how
yeah,
it looks for their sort of
100%
yeah,
yeah, like no one's gonna want my edit for their socials all the time because sometimes I do them quite bright.
Yeah, we're
yeah,
the same, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're
so
the same.
Everyone's got their own
yours
style.
Yours is a bit darker, mine's a bit ridiculously saturated, but that's
but I like no, I love your edits, they're so cool. No, I love
thank
them
you.
But yeah, no, some brands are like, oh, can you send the unedited?
Yeah.
So I send them over and then I'll choose. I mean, at the moment I'm doing quite a lot of swipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because of like
it's nice though,
yeah,
isn't it?
So
yeah,
yeah, usually pick about 15 and then
mm-hmm,
maybe go down to like 6.
Yeah.
So yeah, just have that on my phone, my whole camera album. Is
yeah,
just,
yeah,
like, a bit crazy.
Yeah.
The odd picture of like my dog.
Yeah.
And then me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
and
yeah,
what app do you use to edit your photos?
So I use one called Airbrush,
mm-hmm,
actually, just to lighten or darken the photos.
Yeah.
So
okay,
it, there's a magic in the corner and
mm-hmm,
that you can do darken or lighten and
yeah,
then it also kind of like glows the photo.
Oh, nice.
So I use that for that and then I go on to, I'm trying to remember, Lightroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Use my like preset, which I kind of just make up
mm,
okay,
as
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
going. Like
yeah,
I kind,
we
of
kind
just,
of do really
yeah,
as well,
add them as I go. And then Snapseed if there's like a weird cup dropped on the floor or
yeah,
something.
Yeah,
just
make it
yesterday,
look a bit cleaner.
I was like editing out a cup. I was
yeah,
like,
yeah,
someone in the background. I don't want you there.
Yeah.
How long will you spend editing one photo?
Like 2 seconds.
Yeah, really.
I did like 7 on the way here on the train.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
I just like because I it's kind of like I'm a robot. I'm like just keep going.
Yeah,
yeah, it is a bit because you want it all to look consistent and
yeah,
like within a theme, so you
I
don't
do
want to put too much time into one and then it looks nothing like the next. You want to just have it all very consistent.
Yeah,
don't
that's
you?
What's challenging actually.
Yeah,
with like lighting on a shoot.
Yeah,
if I'm doing like long shots and then close ups, and say it's been raining or sunny and the light changes, the
yeah,
edits of that
hard,
when you're posting
it?
In free is like oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
You put it
people
up and
are
like,
going
to nothing like
the others. I'm gonna have to delete that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, so I have yeah, I've tried to stick around like one preset and I've kind of experimented
yeah,
but I find a lot of people prefer a bit more natural with my presets. Yes. Like when I've done like polls on it. I think when I was in Mallorca, I went like crazy.
I love it though.
The presets. I was like, I love this. Like I've changed the colour of like the sea.
Yeah.
It's like, how?
Yeah.
And then, yeah. So then.
Each location has its own look as well, doesn't it? If you're abroad, your photos are suddenly going to look different.
I love holiday Instagrams. I just want to go and travel content.
Yeah.
I honestly, I look at my Instagram, I'm like, God, why can't I just do my travel content
now? It's the best, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you've grown, you know, you're growing nicely. You found success. You're making money. Brands are paying you to post their clothes.
Yeah. I'm like, it feels so weird to say that. Yeah.
Does it feel like a job?
Yeah, at the moment.
It does.
Yeah.
Just because of how full on it is, the hours you're putting in.
Yeah, I think since I've left retail and like working at Topshop, I've tried to promote myself and pitch myself quite a lot more than I was just because I was like, right, I'm going to like go for it. I obviously need to earn money.
Yeah, of course.
And it's been challenging and I also have so much respect for people that go full-time in this because it is so daunting and for me I kind of feel like my comfort blanket is being a student at the moment and having like my loan which is sort of like just keeping me afloat at the moment and being freelance I think a lot of the time I just didn't realize how long it takes for money to come in. So like sending invoices takes...
It's often end of the month, isn't it, and things.
I haven't received a payment in such a long time.
Really?
Even though like I went through all my invoices and I was like, oh, like it's mad the time that it takes to come into your account. So it's kind of being stable, isn't it? And
once you've started it, you're like, you're it's like a rolling thing. You need some sort of ready to go for next month.
Exactly. So I have huge respect for people that do that full time.
I reckon so many people listening to this probably would love to be doing what you're doing, what we do. Is it something you'd recommend still, like
100%
but not for the money, and not you have to love the process.
100% Not like not for the money, not for like the clothes, because it sounds bad, but I think after a while, like my love for going out and shopping has completely changed.
Yeah, because your mindset's different.
So went from being like obviously going and treating yourself and like buying something and then feeling like, yes, I've got something new. And then now it's kind of like, oh, I spend so much time like styling and I do like so many mood boards when I'm like doing like the new in pages. So when I'm searching on like new in, I constantly will like do mood boards of different pieces and style them together like that. So that's where my love for it still is, because I'm still like creating a whole look. But I don't go out and shop anymore.
It's different though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very different to how it has been, I suppose.
I'm an online
shopper. I think I prefer online though.
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to be around any people, do you?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I love it, but I always find that like, if you don't find anything, it's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So how much of your kind of brand side of it is you going to brands or brands coming to you?
Do you mean like hours wise, like
or like percentage? So like do you get loads of inquiries?
Some
I just reply and like obviously I check out the brand, see whether it's something that I love or it's gonna suit me, and then I'll kind of pitch myself with my media kit if they ask for it, or statistics. And I think a lot of people don't realise you do that as well, like the statistics thing. It's like working out percentages on everything you do and kind of looking at where your engagement and reach is coming from. But doing that, kind of pitch myself to them. But recently, like if I'm going away on a trip, so I'm going to Italy in September, I've kind of created a PowerPoint presentation. Which basically shows my like inspiration for the trip, what I'd love to create, and then like from my last trip what I did create. And that's kind of what I'd send off, and I have sent off and said, this is what I'd like to do. I'd love to do either sponsored content or gifting content surrounding this. Like, would you be interested? And then kind of just wait in here.
And you've approached brands for that you like.
Yeah. And that's great, because that's been like proactive about it. I did a thing with a company on Instagram recently, and it was just like a couple of photos, a post. They paid me a certain amount, and they wanted some photos for their pages as well. And instead of just sending the photos, I like went on Keynote on my Mac and like put a nice background on it and put this photo here, a little bit of writing about it, and just made it look nice.
Yeah, it's just giving a bit more to the brand, isn't it? And they think actually it is worth the money, and they feel a bit more like
And being organized, and like I think one thing is updating throughout when you're collaborating with a brand.
Just received constantly, taking photos today.
Like 100%. And I think brands really appreciate when I'm like, right, so I've just shot it today, editing tonight, I'll send it tomorrow.
Oh, we do that.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Just
like signposting it, and they think, Oh, yeah, that's good. They're like, on top of it. We know where you're at. Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Because your reputation is you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your business is you.
Completely.
So if you can come across like that, then
And like if something doesn't arrive and you're like, well, I'm shooting today, but it hasn't arrived in time, just like letting them know. Because I think a lot of the time, brands, if a brand contacts me, I know that like, if they're like, oh, where are you at? I kind of feel like, oh, God. I don't want them to do that. I'd rather contact them and say, okay, like just so you
know. Feel a bit bad.
I don't want them chasing after me for something. Yeah. Like that's not what I want to do in terms of work. So.
Yeah. So being your own boss and stuff, being in charge of your time and all that, you must love that.
Yes. I'm a bit OCD.
Yeah. Can you see yourself working for a company, working a more corporate job in the future? Can you see yourself doing that now you've had a taste of this?
No, it's really, really scary.
Mm. Yeah.
Like from October, so I'm giving myself September off because my dissertation's due in like the start, and then I go away and then I have my birthday, so I was like, just have the month off from everything and just focus on Instagram. And October was kind of the month I was like, I'm going to look for something. I just don't know what, because I physically can't put myself through retail again.
Would you not think that you can carry on with Instagram full time?
I do, but just because of wanting to go away next year, for me having a set rate like income that's coming in to save for that, just so I know how many months I could technically do when I'm traveling and things like that, I feel like is kind of a good base. So at the moment I'm debating part-time, like going part-time somewhere, but I do like the idea of doing like social media management. But again, that's so much work for someone else's brand when I'd love to be just doing that for myself.
Part
of me thinks obviously part-time
I think we're going to say the same thing.
We often do this. It's like for the time, say you work part-time, what, like 3 days a week or something, them hours and 3 days, I feel like you could be like smashing what you're doing and probably earning more money and building yourself more. And I know it's more of a risk, but it's... I'd be tempted to be like, you know what, don't do go part-time.
Because you've got like
you've grown so much with doing your dissertation in uni, and you've done so amazingly with what you've done so far, that when you're not actually having to worry about uni and putting even more work into you, like I think you've got such a good like work ethic that I'm just like, go on, do it. Like, it makes me so excited.
And like other content, have you like considered vlogging and YouTube and
I've done a little bit, haven't you?
I'm doing it. So I go to Cornwall actually on the 28th of August, and I'm tempted to just vlog that just for me, like just to see where it goes, and trial that. And then September when I go to Italy, I'm gonna vlog like the full thing, just as like that's a brand trip, like that's a work trip in itself anyway, so it might be interesting for people to see like behind the scenes.
Definitely. People love that. I mean, that's why we wanted you on the podcast, because so many people listening probably see profiles like yours on Instagram and they're like, how do they actually do that? How does that work behind the scenes? Why are brands sending them things? So it's really, really interesting.
I get a lot of questions as well. I get a lot of questions about how much like payments and media kits and like all that. And I think that's one of the things that not a lot of people talk about.
No.
And that is for me, even like I sometimes have to really sit back and go, right, how much am I charging? Is this working out?
Yeah.
Am I being realistic? Because no one talks about it enough. So you're kind of in the dark.
Are you quite shielded about talking about that?
No. I can. Yeah. It's just whether or not I always feel like, am I getting it wrong? But I do it at 1% of my following at the moment. So 1% of like, so maybe like 180 per image. That's how much I'd charge at the moment.
Okay, cool.
But mine's quite complicated because I post free.
Yeah.
So it makes at the moment I'm trying to work out what I can charge, because obviously I'm posting free of the same outfit, and brands are wanting maybe that spread out over time. They don't just want one outfit and then in the same day. That's not going to give them enough coverage or engagement to what they're asking
for. But then if
for.
They want you, they need to realize that, because that's how you work.
So that's how I pitch myself. Definitely. Like you have to, I have to pitch myself as that is my branding. Like that is what
how you work.
How I learn.
We don't we just put photos on you don't do videos on Instagram.
No, I haven't yet.
So we've had brands before saying like, well, we don't want a photo, we want a video about the product. And we just say, well, no, it's not going to work for us, because our audience will be so alienated, thinking, why is she doing a random video? It's clearly that they've sort of asked for this, and it's out of the ordinary. It doesn't look
you've got
right.
to do something organic.
Exactly. 100%, it can't look like stuck in the middle of it.
And like, you can't do something that's not going to work. Like a lot of the time, if a brand like contacts me and it's a product that I maybe would use but I wouldn't share, like mine's very fashion based and like I love beauty stuff as well, and every now and then I might do like a selfie makeup picture, but apart from that, like, it hasn't gone into that massively yet. So I think I have to stick with like clothes as right now is main. What I'm doing. But I do, from September onwards, I have so many ideas.
Really?
Yeah, like my list is like ongoing.
Can you share a few?
Yeah, so a lot more lookbooks and vlogging for me. I've got a lot of backlog of like blog posts for like a bit more mental health stuff, actually. I'm writing one about anxiety at the moment, just from personal experience and being quite lucky to have two parents that are therapists. So I'm like got the tips and advice from them a lot of the time, and like support, which is lovely. But there's so many people I've met that just don't know how to deal with anxiety in always the right way, or don't understand it. And I think understanding it for me has been such like a changing point in like my life, like just understanding what is actually going on with your body.
Have you suffered with that yourself?
So I think stress is where my like whole build up to anxiety happens, dealing with stress and how my body goes into kind of like, I kind of go overdrive. I don't know if you guys get that with work sometimes. You can be a bit like overwhelmed and stuff. So for me, kind of writing a bit more about that and my experiences, and hopefully giving like,
that's interesting,
because
would you say social media is to blame for a lot of depression and things like that?
That's my dissertation, actually.
Is it? Oh, that's interesting. Wow. Well, send us a copy. We'd like to read that.
Yeah, I'm doing social media effects on like mental health and perception on our body image. So, yeah, learning a lot actually while I'm doing research. I think yes and no. Like at the moment, it's amazing how many positive things are out there on social media that, like, I honestly follow so many inspiring like females and males that I'm like, wow, okay, you've really like made me feel better just in reading a caption or listening to a video or something like that. And then a lot of time, I mean, when I stopped, when I first started, was because I was comparing myself. So, yeah, so was through being like, am I good enough? Am I like, is this worth doing? Like, does anyone care? Like, do I love it enough? And you kind of have to bring yourself back from obsessing over other people's journeys or images and be like, right, okay, this is my own thing. And I kind of see it as like my own little scrapbook, and like that's,
and you can document your life on it, and it's
so like if anyone obviously wants to read that, they can, and that's fine if they don't.
I think that's the key point, isn't it? Like choosing what you consume. If people want to follow you, they can follow you. If they, you know, rather than getting annoyed, we've had people getting annoyed at our content and like almost like, it's like offended and upset and stuff. It's like, well, just unfollow me. I think that's such a key point. I think social media, it happens to be a platform where a lot of people are on, but I think like that tweet you did the other day, which about people, old, you know, older generations moaning about kids always being on their phones and stuff.
And it being the first thing you look at when you wake up.
But it's just a way that people consume information now, like that generation would grab the newspaper. And it's, I know it's more interactive and stuff, but I think a lot of people should just decide more what they follow and what they kind of consume.
There's so many positives as well. Like you said, like you can spread the word about something, like you see all these campaigns and stuff about mental health, and the fact that people are like happy and more open to chat about it. Like before you wouldn't probably put a Facebook status up about it like a few years ago.
But
Instagram is more accepting, and Twitter and things, because it's like, again, you choose who you follow and choose your circle, and you can actually like spread really amazing messages and things.
I think it's having the strength though to unfollow, and I don't think a lot of people realize that following all these amazing, I mean, travel bloggers, I follow loads of them because I adore their content and like respect like it all, and I love it. And then there's a lot, if you're looking at certain models that maybe for you personally maybe affecting how you view yourself, I think that's you having to recognize that you're actually doing that. And sometimes you can do it without realizing. Like I can be looking at someone and I might say out loud like, oh my god, wish like I look like that, or and my boyfriend will be next to me like, what?
Why?
Like stop doing that. And I'm, and then when you say it, you're like, oh okay, crap, like didn't mean to sit and do that. I think it's kind of acknowledging that you can unfollow people, and it's not anything to do with that person. Like, it's not their fault. It's their life. It's, they're sharing what they want
to
share.
It's not a personal attack to unfollow someone.
And they're not saying, look at me, like, I'm amazing. It's they have their own insecurities too.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, definitely.
And I follow so many different like models, and there's one in Australia called Steph Claire Smith. I don't know if you follow her.
Yeah,
but I love her. I've always followed her, and I've honestly, her YouTube videos about her body and stuff that she shared was probably the first person I followed and gone, wow, okay, she looks like that, but she's still feeling like she's got her own insecurities. And it made me kind of realize like everyone has that.
Everyone, so, no matter what, how perfect you think someone's life looks or whatever.
And at the end of the day, Instagram is going to be like maybe you at your best, isn't it? Like, yeah. It's like you would, if you like didn't like the way your hair looked, you'd change it before you took the photo.
Yeah.
So people need to realise that you're not always, not you personally, but like people aren't always as amazing as they look on Instagram necessarily, are
it's
they?
Like our videos and stuff, like our vlogs, 10-20 minute video, whatever, it's like such a small part of our day, really. We've chosen what stays in, we've edited out
what we
don't want.
There could be arguments around it that people don't see, and like
Yeah.
And I think a lot more people are sharing like the unedited raw stuff, and there's a lot of people that do choose to share that on their platform, and that's great, like showing like reality versus like reality and stuff like that, which is great. And that for me, I've always wanted to like go into, but I'm just like, how do I show the not reality when I think some cases people, like if someone looked at me, for example, and saw my not reality photos of me posing them, I don't think that would be, I think that could offend people.
Yeah.
Because that's my own insecurities. And like some people I look at and I go, wow, that doesn't, you are so brave to post that. Yeah, like, I think it's amazing. But for me, I'm always like, am I like kind of walking on eggshells if I do this?
Because you have got to be careful. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, because someone's opinion on me is completely different.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's one of those things where I really, I love that people do share it. But it's, I think, my confidence right now. Maybe not for me to share, but I will go into more, like, posts about, like just me and, like, mental health
personal stuff
that I've gone through. And
I think your audience, like, looking at your comments and stuff, I think your audience would, like, appreciate that.
Yeah, hopefully.
I think they would relate to it as well. I think you're very relatable.
Oh, thanks.
Like your stories and stuff like that.
I try and just kind of be me.
Yeah, a lot of people that I follow, like it's like they're in their own bubble. When you think, I don't know, it's a bit like unrealistic because of some of the things. But I feel like with you, maybe because I know you, but I feel like it's
hard
like
to know, isn't it? When you meet someone.
But it's even before, like we'd met, because I followed you a while ago on Instagram, and we hadn't spoken until you came to like our event properly in real life, had we?
Yeah.
But even with you, I feel like it's always felt quite natural and not sort of fake and forced.
Oh,
it's quite sort of really nice, like refreshing almost. And it's
try and keep it like just
and
me,
Ali as well, who we follow, I think she's like with her illness and stuff, how recently she's been picking that, and that's helped so many people.
Yeah.
Like it's so inspiring.
Absolutely
incredible.
Amazing. She's so lovely.
Really lovely.
She works really hard
and that she shared that with her audience, had the confidence to do that.
I know,
and how many people, like you see the comments, how many people that are having the same kind of thing going on.
I know it's so important if you've got a platform.
Yeah, to spread the word.
Yeah, to just talk about that. And like a lot of people won't want to read that, and that's fine. Mm. But the majority of people that you probably will help or even just be interesting for someone to read.
Yeah.
Like I did the poll saying like, would anyone actually want me to write about anxiety?
Yeah.
And it was like, I don't know, 90% yes or something. And I was like, I didn't realise that was, obviously it's my opinion and I'm not a professional and I've got my mum and dad I'm working with them on the post at the moment.
Brilliant.
To get their advice, but it was more that like after speaking to people and being like, god, you don't realize like that actually it's not just like anxiety, for example, is not just to do with like what's going on. It could be to do with trauma or you're eating, or that you've been sitting down or standing up all day, or there's so many different things that can like cause that. And obviously there's a lot of underlining for a lot of people, like stuff that goes on that is mental health issues and that does cause this, but it's also something that's not spoken about to be like okay enough. I don't think that like, people realize that everyone I think I've met maybe all the people I've met over the last few months have had a panic attack or anxiety attack, and I'm like, wow, like didn't realize that many people went through that and just didn't speak about it, or just haven't been able to, or just thought, god, am I like going crazy, like why do I feel like this?
So it's comforting for an audience or people who follow you or other people who talk about
hopefully
to kind of know that even someone who they look up to might be going through similar things that they are.
Like I follow a lot of people that do that and who have big platforms, and I'm like, thank you for sharing that, because it's really helped me. So hopefully I write it for me as well, like everything I write actually helps me process something. So
if
I'm going through something, I might talk about anxiety and it'd be like, right, god, that's like a weight off my shoulders, but that's only on my blog, so people don't have to read it.
And how often are you blogging?
Not a lot at the moment.
Okay.
I did a post 2 days ago that was just like a little fashion one about like tips in front of the camera. But I have a lot like backlogged, but I take a long time to write a post. I find it really hard to write. I think my writing style is just a bit slower than a lot of people's. Mm. And yeah. I've come to terms with that. I think it's been a bit hard to come to terms with that, that I work at like a different speed in terms of my writing. It will probably take me like a week to get something perfect if I sure. really like just did it every day.
Yeah.
Whereas a lot of the time I'm kind of back and forth and kind of writing as I go on like the train yeah. or something.
So is it a smaller following over there, or is it the same smaller. Audience? Or
I think it's smaller. I mean, I've done recently, like looked at my statistics for there, and I think it's depends on the post and how much I've like promoted it, depending on like the reads I'd get and things like that. I mean, when I started, I was posting like once a week on there, and that was sharing stuff, like even my travel stuff I was sharing on there.
Yeah.
And that was just like sharing experiences when I did that. So that was the height of it then, and I hopefully will get back into that like when I graduate. It's just my dissertation's quite a chunk of writing.
Break from writing.
No,
typing enough.
Yeah, definitely.
So what's the plan for you then? So you've mentioned about going traveling.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, so my plan is save from October and go in April next year. I'm gonna go to Thailand. So I start in Thailand with a brand that I work with called Overdose Threads. Yeah, so I went to Mallorca with them.
Amazing.
She's actually one of my like really close friends now. So she owns the brand herself, and she's kind of starting up doing like blogging trips with us, so getting like smaller influencers and people who are growing to kind of go on these trips and create content, which is amazing because I love that. But so she wants to start in Thailand next year, which I'm kind of like helping with. So I'm going to do 2 weeks first, and then I'm kind of going to go off, I think, by myself and hopefully one of my best friends. But she's kind of just gone into styling, so it depends where she's at. With her stuff, because she's doing really well at the moment. But my plan is to do that and kind of do travel content more. Like there's a rescue elephant sanctuary in Chiang Mai.
Yeah.
And I went there 3-4 years ago. I want to say 3 years.
Yeah.
When I went, and I was kind of blown away by how bad the state of these elephants were in, from like trekking resorts and things like that. And the family that I spoke to there, they were paying off these elephants that were like $50,000 per elephant to pay off. So I was like recommending all my friends to go went traveling. I was like, look into it, like don't just go. They might say happy elephant and like home, but you'll go and actually they're not. And I think it took us about 2 weeks to actually find one to go to that we knew was rescuing them and was keeping them like not on a chain, like they were in an area. And it's sad because they shouldn't be there anyway, but they kind of like opened my eyes to like getting more people to go. And then unfortunately one of my friends told me about a year ago they had to let go of one of the boy elephants because the circus wanted the baby one back, but the baby and the mum, the family didn't want to separate, so they had to in like exchange to that just because they couldn't pay it off. And this family are living in huts, like and just everything's crazy. Going to these elephants. So that was a bit eye-opening and made me want to like go back and hopefully do filming or like footage for them to kind of raise money. So fingers crossed I can do that.
That's great.
But that's like one of my first ideas going there, and then obviously doing more like travel content and kind of more experiences of what to do when you're there. And I think a lot of the time when I first went to Bangkok, I was like, wow, culture shock. Hold on, like this is crazy. And my friend was like, right, we're going to an island, like we need to get you out of here.
It was
a bit mental. And and it kind of allowed me to see like that it's okay to go away. I think a lot of people create a lot of scare to going by yourself or going with one other person, and that there's so much you need to know. And actually it's so okay just to obviously be aware, like you would be in London on a night out. Like don't go and be like stupid.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of like tips and tricks, and I think learning about like the travel stuff out there is expensive to travel, and not a lot of people told me that. So for me personally, I was like, well, okay, getting to island is more expensive than people say. And kind of like vlogging that, I guess, and showing that you can, it's fine, it's safe, and like to enjoy all these places. And there's loads of like, everywhere's changing, I think. A lot of, I mean, my friend just went back to the place we went in Bali, and it's been pretty much like all concrete. Like the beach is now concrete.
Really?
And she was showing me photos, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I was like heartbroken slightly for it. And so you need to go and see these places.
I think,
definitely.
Before all of that starts happening.
Yeah. For sure.
So yeah, travel.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting. Travel.
Yeah, hopefully, like, and then end up in Australia.
Mm.
And oh, okay. Do that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen when I'm there, but kind of, I'm saying 4 or 5 months at the moment. I mean, I'd like to go forever, but my boyfriend lives in Brighton.
So you're leaving him behind, are you?
Yeah, like we've done it before. Like we've done, I went away for like 2.5 months and he went away for 3 months and we've done that for our relationship and he's just about to start uni. So I've got to go do my thing. He's got to do his. So you've just got to support each other.
That's cool. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to drag him out there. Summer and be like,
definitely.
Come to Bali.
Amazing.
Oh, that's great. Well, like all the best, like good luck with it and stuff. And thanks for coming on.
Right. Hope you've enjoyed it.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been fun.
Just to end off, give the audience some value who might want to start doing similar things to what you're doing. Have you got like one or two like top tips or things to look out for or anything?
Firstly, it sounds really cliche, but actually be yourself. Yeah. And take a step back if you feel like you're getting wrapped up in everything else and everyone else's journey rather than your own. And just go for it and love it. Yeah. And if you don't love it, then don't do it because there's no point. You've got to love it.
Yeah.
What's your Instagram handle so everyone can go follow you?
IndiaMoon_.
Perfect.
Love an underscore.
Yeah. We've got an underscore, haven't we? At the end of my name.
We have a thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Before Monday.
Well, that's great. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys.